I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Ray Long.
If there's one living legend of jazz that especially needs no introduction, it's probably Herbie Hancock. Now 86 years old and somehow seemingly as lively as ever, Herbie is on tour this summer, making a stop in Newark, New Jersey on July 31st before proceeding across the U.S. The thing about the blessing of living such a vibrant, long life, however, is you're going to have to say goodbye to some dear friends who may leave the party before you. Speaking to WBGO's Pat Prescott recently, Hancock remembered the great Wayne Shorter, who passed away in 2023. Those local to the Newark area and fans of the station may know that the WBGO studios are, of course, proudly located on Wayne Shorter Way, formerly Park Place, and renamed in 2022. This prompted Hancock to reminisce on the giant of a musician he calls my best friend, still alive in my heart.
Wayne really was my best friend, you know, and he still is, still kind of alive in my heart, you know. He's still a huge influence on me and many of the musicians that I know. And we talk about him all the time, and in our shows, we usually play something that Wayne wrote. But I learned a lot from listening to what Wayne would say. And we used to talk about what we call Wayne-isms. If you ask Wayne, you know, what does jazz mean to you? I remember him saying one time, jazz means I dare you. And I understood what he was talking about. And his compositions were so amazing. And then, you know, right near the end of his life, to do this beautiful ballet. And actually, there's a piece that he wrote, an arrangement that he wrote for full orchestra of a song that I wrote during our time with Miles Davis called Little One. And he made this big symphonic orchestra arrangement of Little One. And so many notes are on the page that I asked Wayne, I tried just to figure out what some of the parts were. And I said, you didn't write any piano part for me. Because actually, it's the orchestra accompanying me playing. And he said, oh, you're free to play whatever you want to play. I said, what? Really? Yeah, right. That's why you got all of those notes in there, because it leaves me free to play whatever I want. That's Wayne.
To hear the full conversation with Herbie Hancock and Pat Prescott of Favorite Things, visit WBGO.org. And don't miss Herbie live at NJ PAC on Friday, July 31st. I'm Ray Long, WBGO News.